أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خير المرسلين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Our subject today is going to be about Salat. Salat means prayer. It's not the Western prayer, it's the Islamic prayer. And there is no English word for Salat to be translated in English, and therefore we are going to use the word Salat, but we explain the word Salat. Salat means Sila بين العبد وربه. It's a communication between the servant and the creator. Since all of us are human beings and we are being created by God and we are the servants of God, so we want to talk to God and we want to have communication. And therefore, Salat is a direct communication between the human being and the Creator Almighty God. And God, Allah Himself, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, has prescribed Salat on all human beings from day one till the day of judgment. Even Adam and Eve had to pray. Even the angels had to pray and to prostrate. And the only one who refused at that time was Shaitan or Satan, demon or Iblis. And because of that, he received the curse of Almighty God till the day of judgment, because he did not want to obey God, to worship God. Every place in the Quran you see that God had demanded from the believers and the faithful people to believe and then to pray, and then to go and then pay charity. Even if you take chapter 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, the cow, the first few ayat is the following. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. So in these three ayat, Allah Himself, Almighty, has demanded from those who believe to have faith in the unseen, and then they have to perform Salat and they have to give charity. And as we said, Salat is a communication between us and Almighty God. And it has another reflection also. Salat could be recognized as Mi'raj. Those who know the Isra and Mi'raj of Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, he had to be taken during the Isra and Mi'raj. And Mi'raj is to be ascended to the upper heaven. So even a believer, faithful Muslim, when he or she are praying, they are having Mi'raj for themselves spiritually above this planet Earth and going to the upper heaven while they are talking to Almighty God and reading the Quran and performing their Salat. And therefore, the Salat that we are referring to is a communication between us and Almighty God, but it has its own timing. It has its own prescription. How to perform it, when to perform it, and what to read and what to recite, and how you communicate with God, and even after that, what you are supposed to do, supplication or dua. All of these are very essential. Now somebody say, why should we pray? We are busy. I said, okay, you have to pray to Almighty God to get the spirituality, to uplift yourself from the preoccupation of this planet Earth. Everybody is busy. Everybody is preoccupied. Push, push, push. Rat race society. And you end up, God forbid, schizophrenic. You end up with migraine. You end up with headache. You end up tired, exhausted. And therefore, Salat is to get you out of the pressure and depression of this world and to relax spiritually and to be in touch with the Creator directly. And you'll see how you are going to live in peace and harmony. To the extent that you are going to live in peace and harmony between you and yourself. But you will never ever be living in peace and harmony within yourself unless and until you live in peace and harmony with the Creator. And the source of peace is from God, Almighty Allah. Among His 99 beautiful attributes, أسماء الله الحسنى. One of them, he is the source of peace. هو الله الملك الخالق الملك السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر. One of those beautiful names of Almighty Allah, السلام, is the source of peace. Therefore, if you want to live in peace within yourself and not to be schizophrenic, you have no other choice but to go to God and pray with salat, because that is the communication between you and Allah, and you end up in peace with God, peace within yourself, and you live in peace and harmony. You will never go to a psychiatrist, with my love and respect for psychiatrists. They are not mainly for those who perform salat. They are mainly for those who refuse to pray salat. Then they need somebody to guide them and to give them medication. We give medication from Quran and from the hadith of Prophet ﷺ spiritually to elevate the person from the pressure and depression, anxiety, insomnia and whatnot by performing salat. And then you live in peace and harmony within yourself, with your wife, with your children, and with the society at large. And therefore, what better than salat to achieve all of these at one time? And since in salat there are performance of physical movement that we'll talk about them later, each movement has its own medical benefits as well as its own social, cultural and spiritual benefit. But for the time being, we are talking generally about salat. And Almighty God demanded from us, in order to live in peace and harmony, they have to perform salat. And if we perform salat according to Islamic teaching, which is being known all over the world for the last 14 centuries, that a Muslim, a faithful believer, has to pray 5 times a day. It's not easy for any faithful believer to say 5 times a day. In America is too much. And each prayer has its own prerequisite and its own requirement. If you want to know the prerequisite, is ablution. One has to do ablution, wudu, and it has all also, one has to wash the hands, the mouth, the nose, the face, the hand, and then wipe the hair, the head and the ears, and then wash the feet, and then dry them spick and span. This is a prerequisite for prayer, for salat. But even there is another prerequisite before ablution, and one has to specify it and to explain it, otherwise the prayer is useless. The communication between us and Almighty God is spiritually may not be achieved unless we go to the prerequisite other than wudu or ablution. Every believer faithful has to make sure that his clothing are clean, whether the clothing outside or the underwear. Even the underwear have to be clean, no urine, no feces, no blood, nothing. The body has to be also clean with a shower. The underwear have to be clean, spick and span. The dressing above have to be clean and no dirt on them. And then the heart and the mind have to be pure in the essence with God. And then we have the ablution. Then we go for salat. And we have to be honest and sincere that we have to go for salat to speak to the highest level of everything in the universe. Imagine yourself, you are going to go and meet the president of your country or any official. How much you dress up and then you put perfume or atar without alcohol, and then you dress nice, and then you go and stand up in respect and then talk whenever your time comes to. How about the Creator Himself, Almighty God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Think of yourself, how you have to pray, how to meet God, and how to talk to Him, and how to stand up in front of Him. And any time a Muslim has to make the salat, after the prerequisite and the pre-prerequisite, and then to be honest and sincere and coming for the love of Allah, you have to stand up in respect, as much as you have also to direct your face to a particular corner of the whole planet Earth. God Almighty is every place. He is with us. He sees us. He hears us. He records us. And luckily we have to recognize that we have two angels on our shoulders. They have camcorders. You may call it digital camcorder, you cannot see it, but they are recording our body language, they are recording our voices, and they are recording even our intention, whether we are performing it to please Almighty God or not. So for a faithful believer, believing Muslim, he is honest and sincere in his attitude when he is to come and then talk to Almighty God in a state of solitude and in a respect, and directing our face to a place where life started on this planet Earth. And since Adam and Eve came from the Garden of Eden, from heaven, and landed on this planet Earth, they landed in Mecca. So they tried to locate each other. They met each other at Arafat, and they got to know each other. And they came back to Mecca. And their first concern is not eating and business and whatnot. Their first concern was to build a place of worship to pray to Almighty God. And that place of worship is a masjid to pray, and masjid means to make sajda, means to make prostration, how to prostrate in front of God. And therefore Almighty God with His blessing sent them Angel Gabriel, peace be upon him, and he helped them to build a house of worship at that time called Kaaba. It's a cubical type of a building. Since that time up till now, it's there in Mecca, in Arabian Peninsula. And therefore Muslims have to face their faces toward Kaaba, wherever they are in any part of the whole world. But their intention is praying to Almighty God. The Kaaba is a focal point where every Muslim is facing Kaaba, but their prayer, intention, obligation is to Almighty God. In this way there will be unity among the Muslim Ummah through the focal point, which is the Kaaba, which is the nucleus of this planet Earth. I can say more about the Kaaba, but it's not today the time of Kaaba. But Allah chose them to build the Kaaba in that corner because Kaaba is perpendicularly under the throne of Almighty God, Allah. Therefore, Muslims also have to perform pilgrimage to Kaaba. This is another issue which we are not now concerned to talk about it. We are just concentrating about the concept of Salat, why Muslims should pray. And we have to pray five times a day. Why? Why not once a day is enough? I said no. The only way you can get out of the pressure of your society is to oblige yourself to demonstrate yourself a pledge of allegiance to Almighty God before anything else. And Salat therefore is a pledge of allegiance also to Almighty God, that yes, O Allah, I am your servant, I am ready to do whatever you are telling me. And Muslims have to pray five times a day. Can you imagine that Muslims have to wake up early morning at 5 o'clock? Not because of their business or their schooling, but to demonstrate their love to Almighty God, their obedience to Allah, and pledge of allegiance to Allah. And then they have to pray second time at noon hour, Zuhr. They have to pray afternoon, Asr. They have to pray at sunset, Maghrib. And then they have to pray evening or night before they go to sleep, called Isha. And each one has similar format of performance, but the number of the performing cycles may differ. Some of them are silent, some of them are vocal, and some of them could be half vocal, half silent, depends on the time that we are to pray. All this we can discuss it later. But also Muslims, above praying five times a day, they have also to congregate once a week on Friday, and they have to go to a place of worship called Masjid. Why the mosque is called Masjid? Masjid from the word of sujood, sajda. And there is a book about sujood, why every human being has to make sajda or prostrate as a sign of obedience to Almighty God. Some of the scientists have written about the benefit of prostrating to Almighty God, and every Muslim has to prostrate on your face, and especially the front lobe. And the more you put your face on the floor as a sign of obedience, you crush your ego. Whether you are a president or king or multi-billionaire, or you are educated or otherwise, all human beings, especially the faithful believer, has to prostrate to Almighty God in their salat. And Almighty God has demanded from every prophet, every messenger throughout the whole history, and from every nation, to prostrate on the floor. By prostrating, you demonstrate your humbleness, you crush your ego, and you get the benefit spiritually, socially, culturally, medically, engineering wise. Those who pray with ruku'a, which means bowing forward, and then prostrate on the floor, you will have the least arthritis of your knees, the least low back pain, and you will never have migraine, you will never have headache, because by putting your face on the floor, the electrostatic charges that you are receiving from the atmosphere, the pressure that you are receiving from around, can be conducted from your front lobe into the ground, and you get relaxed. There are many other benefits, because time is not now for each and every format, rather than we are talking now about general things about Salat. I hope and I pray that faithful believers have to recognize that even Jesus, Moses, David, Jacob, Isaac, Abraham, Noah, Adam, Eve, Mary, all of them prostrated to Almighty God. Why not you and me? Try it and see how nice would it be. You will get even out of your sinuses. For the sake of record, a friend of mine happened to be a rabbi, and I told him that Moses, peace be upon him, when he went to get the Ten Commandments, he fell on his face and made prostration to Almighty God. Why don't you also, Rabbi, do it? And I mentioned about the medical, the engineering, the benefits, and all of this. He went to his hotel and came second day, and he told me, Ahmed, you know, last night I prostrated on the floor and I got rid of my sinuses. I said, you see, you should be thankful to Almighty God. And I hope from now on you go and perform prostration, sajda, to Almighty God as a sign of your allegiance to God, obedience to God, humbleness to God. My love for the audience who are listening to me, that think it over seriously. If you wish to get rid of your depression, if you wish to get rid of your anxiety, insomnia, you want to get rid of all the problems that are facing you, and even if you are sick, and if you are depressed, not only depressed socially, with ghosts, with Satans, you have no other choice but to perform prayer, salat, on a daily basis, and plead your case to Almighty God by raising your hand and putting your face on the floor, because the closest position to talk to God is when you put your face on the floor. And anytime you raise your hand and talk to Almighty God, you make Allah, Almighty God, shy to let you down. And I have plenty of ahadith and ayat about it, but for the time being, let me repeat what I said at the beginning, that each and every human being is required to make salat on a daily basis. Plus, Muslims have to do Friday prayer, congregation. Plus, there are other varieties of salat that we talk about them later, whether the Salat al-Eid, or Salat Janazah, or صلاة الجمعة or صلاة استسقاء, صلاة التوبة, all other varieties. I'm not going to get involved with them now, in as much as to let you know that each and every one has to perform صلاة.